Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, what's up? It's Vince. It's Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, May 24th, 2011. Welcome, y'all, to Disorderly Conduct. Shouts to the early chit-chatters getting into the show on time. Appreciate the love. Dre Yeya. Is that how you say that? Yeah, I like that. Evan Kuzberg and Fat Red Dragon. And I believe we have the Mexican on the line. I know he is severely intoxicated. So without any further ado, let's do hockey with the Mexican.
Skates away from Helm, dishes off to his right to Heatley, moves into the circle, goes to the backhand, turns on Helm, throws it back, here's White, shoots,
scores! Across the L.A. line, Patrick Marleau, the shot, they score! Devin Zeligucci! Now Mitchell at the side, from the angle, in front, and they score! The captain, Joe Thornton, with a big goal here in the third period.
We beat L.A., people. Joe Thornton.
Yes.
Joe Thornton with the game winner. Oh, my God.
Wow.
They made a great save by Niemi on the rebound off of Dan Cleary's opportunity.
What a game. What a game. All I can say is the bra that's coming over tonight, I'm banging her fucking extra hard.
Oh, yeah.
Shark.
Shark.
That is Beckler's support right there.
And go Sharks, bitches.
There's a long feet across the ice. Podovalin jumps up into the play. Shoots on. He scores!
It's time for Hockey with the Mexican.
It looks like this is going to be the last segment of this Hockey with the Mexican thing because, yes, 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 as you can see, blasted all over Yahoo fucking Sports. Canucks Cup bound, yes. Kevin Bieksa scores a strange overtime winner to send the Canucks to the Stanley Cup Finals. It was funny how 17 years ago they did the same thing, won it in double overtime on this same very date, so destiny does strike on this fucking date. Anyway, the Sharks lost in overtime, 3-2 to the Vancouver Canucks. Congratulations to both teams, but fuck, the Sharks lost, Vince. I'm fucked up. I don't got no more Jack Daniels. I don't got no more Jim Beam. I barely got any soda left, so it's like, what am I going to drink now, Vince? I don't want to walk to the store because I'm fucked up. All I need is a wonderful San Jose police officer said, hey, you need some help? And yeah, sure. What's your shit? You're Mexican? Let me see your ID. Yeah, you smell like liquor. And then me, I'm going to say something smart like, fuck you. And boom, there goes Goofy Bone in the drunk tank. Oh, man. Vince, am I live? Am I talking about
you're myself? Totally live, bro. You are live in the mix, brother. Yeah, no, I appreciate the report, man. I'm sorry it's the last Hockey with the Mexican segment for this season, but hey, they had a good run of it, bro. They got pretty far. They got, you know, they got to the Western Conference Finals, which they get to all the time and lose, but it's all good, though. They're competitive every year, and I'd rather have them competitive every year than in the shitter every year. So, you know, at least they're competitive. They're up there. They're pushing it. One of these times it's going to happen. One of these times.
Yeah. One of these
I believe
times.
It. I really believe.
It's going to be pushed over the hill. But, you know, I shaved my beard. I had a long-ass beard, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, long-ass beard. Fog. Yeah. But hey, thanks for letting me do this, though, Vince. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. No, I appreciate you coming through and doing such quality reporting. I'm only saddened that, well, of course, that these Sharks are now eliminated. But I'm also sad that your cohort in Speculation Sports hasn't showed up for any of these segments since what was it, the second or third one we did?
Yeah, you know. I don't know. The Lord Cowpoke seems to think that you have a something up your sleeve, you know, like hatred towards him, which I told him is totally untrue, but that's
yeah,
Lord Cowpoke.
Yeah, I think Cowpoke is one of these individuals. I know people like this who, if you don't give them constant attention, they assume the worst.
Uncle Bobby!
Like, oh, my God, Uncle Bobby, I think, is schizophrenic. All right, that's a different case. That's a different – I think that's a whole different story altogether. You know what I'm saying?
You gotcha. I gotcha.
But no, Cowpoke, I think, is operating in the normal – well, what we would all somewhat like to think of as reality, you know, despite what you would garner from watching his videos, I think – that Cowpoke has, I think he just gets butt hurt really easy. He's just really sensitive. That's it. I think he's just a really sensitive guy. He's very needy. He needs a lot of affection and attention. And I'm sorry if I can't provide that for him, but, you know, I'm doing my own thing. He's always welcome on this program. I love his what he adds. He definitely always brings content to the airwaves as far as I'm concerned. It might not be content that anybody likes to consume, but I consider it content nonetheless. So you tell Cowpoke next time you talk to him that it's all good, baby.
Hey, you know, I've told him numerous times, Vince, so it's really on him. You know what I mean? So you have nothing to worry about, so just let's just change the subject. That's the whole thing. We should just change the subject.
Okay. Very well then. Okay, so I'm looking in my chat room now, and it looks like we have Debbie Daly in there, and she's saying that she's streaming my show over her show. I think her show, Debbie, your show is over, isn't it? Or she must be in
we're
the,
live
she's, oh, she's
network?
In her archive. Okay, so she's in her archive, and she just okay, so she just gave us the heads up that we're simulcasting. I suppose. Well, that's great. Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it.
Oh, Ben, can I ask the question of the night?
Oh, God, what?
What's the purpose on simulcasting? I mean, what are we
doing? We're on the network. Vic, would you get the network started?
Oh, yeah.
Shouts to Deb Daly. I haven't used my Deb Daly. Oh, I did have Deb Daly report from the 420 High Grindhouse yesterday. That was fun. I was just over at the 420 Grindhouse. Speaking of the 420 Grindhouse, and I got to talk to Cannabis Monk a little while ago, and he seems to be doing well. Everything's fine and dandy. The only problem is they now have a severe shortage of cannabis. So we need to take your pledges now, folks. We're trying to raise a pound of weed tonight. By the end of the show tonight, we're taking pledges for the 420 Grindhouse. We need to send them a pound of weed. It needs to be done tonight, though. We need to overnight. Cannabis Monk told me tonight on his program he's got less than an eighth of weed. All right?
Nope.
I don't know if you've seen the pictures of Joplin, Mississippi or Missouri, wherever the fuck it is. Joplin, Missouri. My bad. Thank you. Okay, Joplin, Missouri, there's a severe shortage of weed, okay? And we got to do what we can here, the Vince and the Bay listenership. I'm asking you to pledge now, okay? Whatever you can donate, $5, $10, it doesn't matter. We need a pound of weed to be FedExed overnight tomorrow morning so the 420 Grindhouse crew can get high for their shows for the next 2 weeks. All right, so we got to do this now, folks. Come on. Let's put all the hatred, all the hate aside. I know everybody wants to hate and masturbate, but let's put that down for a second. All right, and let's try to raise some funds for some buds for our buds in the 420 Grindhouse crew. All right, I'm talking about people like Hot Janelle. Are you kidding me? You want Hot Janelle to go? Without being high for God,
no.
She's going to do her show in less than a week. You want her to be sober for that? Do you want her to be sober for her show?
Vince, tell him the truth though, Vince. The number's on your screen, ladies and gentlemen. Please donate to the Cannabis Monk and the Hot Janelle Fund. Please donate right now. We got callers. We got people waiting for your call. Like I said,
and as a gesture, and thanks, Goofy. I appreciate that. Goofy's on the phone line. He's going to take calls. We have phone banks open. Call in now. We're raising funds to get a pound of weed raised to send to the 420 Grindhouse crew. And here's a little we're going to take a break and hear from Debbie Daly. This is another classic BTR moment. This goes out to you, 420 Grindhouse crew.
I've never met her. But,
no, they don't use I. It's the monk, remember?
The monk, yeah. Well, now the monk is not going to... Wait, the monk is not going to put up with that over here. And the monk is over here in the 420 Grindhouse. And how about you, Janelle? Come make me a fucking sandwich, bitch. I'm not going to make you a fucking sandwich, you motherfucking cocksucking motherfucker! You know, and I'm like going, goodness, darling. Settle down with the F-bomb there.
That was actually a pretty good. That was a pretty good for just a dry run. That was good. I felt like I was listening to their show for a second there. That was good.
Welcome to the 420 Grindhouse. I'm the monk, and the monk is not happy right now. I've got to tell you, the monk is a little bit. The monk is kind of a little high right now. Am I high, Hot Janelle?
Who gives a fuck what you are, you piece of fucking shit?
I love you, baby. You look good. Don't you look good, boys? You like that? You like it? And what's good to bend over? Who's bend over there, huh, Janelle?
Bend over this, bastard. You know, it's just like I'm going, this is epic radio here. And...
Yeah, it's epic.
Well, they hate these.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious. I just peed my pants. Oh, my God, that was so good.
We'll be right back. to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Jesus Christ, I just fucking knocked over my bong. All right, bong water all over the studio floor. I you know why I knocked it over? Because I can't read Debbie Daly's goddamn fucking font. She made it you know what? You just make her font a regular size Debbie Daly, like a size 12-point font. I think she's got a 3-point font on or something. It's microscopic. Whatever. We got callers. Callers, if you want to talk, you have to press the number one. That, it alerts me that you want to get in on this. If not, it's just me and Goofy right now. Goofy is tore up like a motherfucker. Let's check in with Goofy. Goofy, are you still fucked up, dude?
Yeah, no, I have my, I'm just got my eyes I'm up. I'm up. My eyes are just lazy looking down, but I'm up.
All right.
Vince,
what's up?
Vince. Can I just say I love Debbie Daly online? Because I know she thinks I hate her, but I love her.
Okay. All right, we got a caller here with their hand up. This is looks like a Skype caller. Ghost Ride Bobby McFerrin. Go ahead. You're on the air with Vince and Goofy Bone. What's up?
How the fuck am I still signed in with that one? Holy shit, dude. Get your V's up. What's happening?
FRD, what's up, bro? You threw me off with the Ghost Ride Bobby McFerrin. That was kind of out of left field there.
Yeah. It definitely is a little bit out in left field. Sorry about that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to if you're not familiar with FRD, he's part of the 420 Grindhouse crew. He's part of the family, the family over there at the Grindhouse who. We need to raise funds to get them a pound of weed stat. Tell us about how much weed do they have at their disposal as of now? Are they going to have enough to get them through to the, let's say, the wake and bake on Saturday morning?
Oh, geez, Vince, that's going to be one hell of a pinch, my friend. I think he said he's got under an eighth left of the sticky perps.
There's no way. That's impossible. He's not going to get it. He's not going to get, if he's lucky, he'll lucky if he gets through tomorrow with that.
Yeah, no, definitely. He'd be lucky if he gets through half of his shift at work with that.
Holy shit. That's why we need your help now, folks. I know times are tough, but can you imagine not smoking good quality cannabis anytime you want? Can you imagine that just being taken away from you? I mean, forget the houses, forget the cars, the lives. Let's talk about our livelihood. All right, let's talk about cannabis and the Cannabis Monk and his crew, and they have no cannabis. I mean, the guy's name is Cannabis Monk, for God's sake.
Yeah, and it's not
his fault. Pledge your support now. It doesn't have to be much. It could be an eighth. It could be an OZ, Whatever. If you're balling, you pay for the whole goddamn pound then. But we need to raise a pound, enough funds to cover a pound of weed for these kids so they can continue to get high on their program. And it would be a shame if they were not able to deliver the quality program that we so cherish for them every night. And let's go to the phone lines. 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Vince? It's Dick Burns.
Oh, shit. It's Dick.
Yeah, you got some dick.
You know how I know it's the real Dick? Because there's always an echo.
It shouldn't be an echo. I'm way far away from the speakers.
Oh, no, it's gone now. That's weird. I've been noticing stuff like that now.
I've kicked my microphone way far away from the room.
Jesus, my Twitter. Why people wait for when I'm doing my stupid radio show to blow up my Twitter? I don't get tweets. I beg for tweets all day long. And the 2 hours I dedicate to doing my BTR show, my fucking Twitter blows the fuck up every time.
I'll start tweeting.
Great. I just put a fucking idea in Dick Burns' mind. Motherfucker. All right. I think Kishu's here. Let's say hi to Kishu. Hey, Kishu, what's up?
I am here. You
and you're echoing.
The
you're echoing like
when...
a bitch too.
God damn it!
You guys are in like a feedback loop. It's fucking giving me a headache. I'm muting both of you asses until you figure out your technology. Oh my god. So anyway, FRD. How was I missed the last. I'm sorry. My lawyer called while I was on your show earlier, and I had to duck out early. What did I miss towards the end there? How'd you wrap things up?
Oh yeah, no problem, Vince. No, Goofy was telling us how he didn't agree with the Jews' argument about pizza and extra cheese and all of that. I mean, I'm sure you remember that part of the conversation. And I actually can't even remember how we wrapped up the show. I think we wrapped up the show with some kind of joke about somebody's mom, and it was probably funny, but I don't honestly remember how we wrapped it up.
So did the Jew ever go away, or did you guys keep him? Oh no, he never came back. That's right, he left and never came back.
Yeah, he just disappeared at some point, and I don't know.
Yeah. So also, I don't want to give anything away. Let's keep this under our cap here, FRD.
Oh
but
yeah.
FRD discovered. I don't know. Maybe other hosts on BTR know about this, but I'm not going to disclose it now. But let's just say that FRD. Discovered another next level device for a BTR host to isolate trolls and or annoying callers.
No way.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. This was discovered on the program. I don't know if you were listening the whole time, Goofy, but at one point during the show it was given away and it's a brilliant technique, and we might use it tonight. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm not gonna. If we use it at the end of the show, I'll let you know if we used it or not. The people who know what the technique is know what FRD and I are talking about. So yeah, another call here. That's still Keisha and Dick. I'm gonna give them about their. They're kind of they live in Arizona. They're not the brightest bulbs in the drawer. You know what I'm saying? So they probably need a few more minutes to figure out their reverb situation. So we'll come back to them in just a second. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. So far the show has been 100% Jew and gay music free. So, we'll see how that holds up. Anyway, shouts to the chat room. It's starting to fill up there a little bit. We got Debbie Daly, Dead End EAW, Dick Burns, Dre Yeah, Evan Coosburn, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, MILFtastic, Red Medicine, Steve Rush 2112. Shouts out to Steve Rush and Wild Goose. Oh, good times, everybody. I'm going to take a little brickety break here and come back with your calls. If you dial in this second. Hang on. Let me see. Keisha, are you okay now? Did you figure out your echo thing? Hello?
Yes,
Keisha?
I'm okay. I have my fucking phone on speakerphone. It took me 2 seconds to correct. You're such a dick. Just so you know.
Penalty box, Keisha. Penalty box.
Not a,
you should have known.
No, shut. No, hang on.
I just had the most amazing steak and eggs and a fucking Corona, and I feel fucking great. So, whatever. Right. Anyways, Vince.
Yes.
As I was trying to say earlier, you always know it's the real Dick Burns because his chair squeaks. If you hear the squeaky chair, you know you're talking to the real bird.
Hey, Dick. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
I don't hear a squeaky chair. I don't think that's him.
Dude, ask him to move.
Move around,
hey,
dude.
Hey, Keisha.
Move around, dude.
Hey, Keisha, you better watch drinking that beer. You're going to get a beer gut.
I already have one. Thank you very much. Fucking sucks, dude.
Wah,
I hear about
wah,
it all the time when wah, I'm at your house. They're always like, hey, fat ass. Hey, fat ass. I love it.
Yeah,
and right now, I'm fucking...
This...
Go ahead.
She always comes in with this, like, plastic bag full of juice. And what she does is she takes Sutter Home wine and it in the box, and she rips the box off and just walks around sucking a plastic bag.
I wish I did do that. That would be so awesome.
God, what a lush.
Oh, man. I do drink cheap-ass wine, though. I always drink very cheap-ass wine.
What a silly Negro.
So are we still on the network, Debbie Daly? Can we stop? Can we stop trying to be fake now? So we can get on with the show, Debbie Daly. I don't want to, as Ghost would say, besmirch your broadcast with my broadcast, because you know how it is. But shouts out to Debbie Daly, guys. We are on the network, as it were.
We're on the network.
Oh yeah, and Goofy is the Mexican is still. Still awake.
Wrong network.
Good times.
I can't do it. I can't.
It's okay, Goofy, man. There's next season. It's just fucking hockey, bro. Relax. Yes.
No. You know, come on, Vince. I know. I shaved my beard. I'm fucking. I didn't do that. Whatever. You got a great show.
Right on. Thanks, bro. I really appreciate that. I really do. It's good times. And you
I'm
know what?
Just
really...
If I pass out, Vince, just mute me and hang up on me.
I usually do that no matter what, but all right. Sure.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt your show. I'll just be quiet.
Is Goofy kind of my show's version of Steve Ogle, do you guys think?
Dude, I was just thinking that same thing. That's crazy.
Mexican Ogle.
You sound so depressed tonight. It sounds really sad.
Don't ogle me.
Why are you depressed?
You're kind of like the Mexican Ogle.
Did your hockey team lose or what?
Yeah, they're done. They're gone.
Aww. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I just fucking lit a cigarette and it fell out of my mouth into the fucking dog bottle, like the dog fucking water bowl thing. So...
Kishu, you always know how to make me happy.
That's like the second time this week that I've dropped a fucking cigarette in the same fucking dog water. I should stop lighting my cigarettes over the fucking dog water, right? I think I would learn.
I'm really pissed that bitch Victoria hasn't called in. Because she fucking blows up my Twitter, telling me to like play all these songs. She's like, oh, you've got to upload this Steve Perry song, and you've got to upload this Hall & Oates song, and you got to upload this fucking Asia song and all this shit. And I'm just like, what the hell are you making me do, sister? And then she never shows up.
She's here. She's listening.
Messenger.
She's listening.
Fucker.
I know. Vince is going to have to do it.
I guess I'm going to have to do it. I guess you know somebody's got to do it, right?
Give
it to her.
Give
her
one for the team.
Unless you want to give her a bone, Goofy.
Nah, fuck her in the name of Bill Wagner.
You got to do a song. you got to do that. Should be your next hit single.
What?
Fuck her in the name of Bill Wagner. What you just said.
Yeah, that should be.
And just get a bunch of bitches. Just record a bunch of bitches saying, fuck me, Bill Wagner.
Oh, my God.
Right?
He probably never even hears that in real life.
Hmm? Winning.
When I first started trolling with the BWC, I had this great idea that, like, the most epic troll would be to actually go and meet Bill Wagner in real life, suck his dick, and then spit his cum in his face and say, BWC for life, bitch. But it never happened.
Yeah.
Hey, your dream can't... Hey, you never know. Your dream might come true. Never say
don't,
never,
yeah,
sister.
Don't stop believing, Keisha.
Keep the dream alive.
I will never stop believing. Oh, yes. I tried to talk him into getting me a ticket to come down there, and he wouldn't do it. I was like, if you got all this money, dude, why don't you fly me out there? And he's like... I'm moving to Ohio. Like, oh,
yeah, he's
okay.
Got money. He's got Ogle's credit card.
I love it how everything always comes back to Ogle's. You know, I'm starting to think that Steve Ogs actually is like the fucking evil puppet master of BTR.
We're gonna
Seriously. He's the only person that knows the true identity of Ole Reuter. How does that happen?
Right? I couldn't believe that. But it makes sense. I mean, it sounds like him.
Who does?
That'll be awesome. Because I fucking love Old Rooter. I love Ghost. So that would be awesome if they were the same
person. Oh, Ghost and Old Rooter, the same person?
I don't think they sound anything alike.
No, they don't. I don't either.
Ghost is good at doing voices, and he's done different voices that I've heard that sound just like Old Rooter.
Dude, Ghost, the character Ghost itself is a character. Come on, give me a break.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
If Ghost wanted to, he could probably imitate Old Rooter, but he's not Old Rooter. That's just ridiculous. But people, I could see how people could think that, but I can't believe Debbie had that recording where those guys went to that length where they like cornered Old Rooter on the air. That's like, that was kind of tacky.
Oh wow, is that what happened tonight on her show?
She played like some old recording of her on the air with some people that were questioning Old Rooter and like. It was kind of like, come on, dude, just like, what does it matter? Just, you know, let it be, just have fun with it. What, you know, whatever.
Old Rooter.
You're saying Debbie Daly harassed Old Rooter?
Debbie Daly is starting a show as an alter personality with Old Rooter starting in June. They were talking about it last week. And Old Rooter is, of course, going to be Old Rooter. And then Debbie's going to use the name Old Cooter.
Oh,
wow. On that note, I'm out, Vince. Thanks for joining me earlier, and thanks for having me on tonight, man. I gotta go.
All right, dude. Thanks
later,
a lot,
y'all.
Bro. Thanks for coming in. That's coming through, bro. That was FRD, the Fat Red Dragon, and this is for you, FRD. I'll be right back. Your brains out tonight, you fucking dirty slut. Look at me when I'm talking to you, Sherry, you fucking whore. Yeah, that's right, bitch. I'm gonna fuck your brains out.
Oh,
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Crapola. Sorry about that, people. There's a party going on in the other room. I didn't even realize it. I walked out to get a drink of water, and there's like 10 people in the kitchen hanging out, and I got sucked into a conversation kind of for a second. I'm trying to have a fucking conversation on my goddamn radio show right now. Anyway, Kishu, Dick, and the Mexican are all here. And... or I don't know, Goofy, are you still there?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about fucking Sherry, I fucked a broad named Sherry, and I sang that song to her, and she thought I was totally gay, but fuck. That's a badass jam. Fucking bitches at the library.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Hey, Kishu, what was for dinner tonight?
I cooked some, like, breakfast sticks and some eggs. That was my dinner.
Fish sticks breakfast. And eggs?
No, steak and eggs. Breakfast steak.
Steak and eggs. All right.
Okay. It was yummy. Everybody else had fish sticks, actually.
Oh.
That's pretty funny. I was like, I'm not eating that shit. And then I just ate it forever. And then I just cooked,
I hate eggs. I don't know how people can eat eggs. I just don't understand how people can eat eggs. It's disgusting. It's just a disgusting concept if you think about it. Well, I can understand like somebody like Dick Burns eating eggs. You know.
Dick hates eggs, actually.
Like eating, seriously, eating dead, you know, undeveloped chicken fetuses. What's the fun in that?
I don't like eggs. They make me angry.
The only good thing about eggs is the fact that when you bake with it, it's a bonding agent. Okay? That's the only reason eggs should be used for consumption at all. Just to eat an egg straight is disgusting. It's a terrible idea. You're eating a dead fucking chicken baby that hasn't been fully developed. You understand that, right?
Ew.
Yes, I do. I understand.
Okay,
that.
And you continue to eat it on its own. That's
it's so
gross.
Hey, Kishu, do you
no
eat
one,
abortive
no wonder
babies?
You hang out with
fucking
Dick
idiot.
Burns. No wonder you hang out with Dick Burns. This is disgusting.
You're so fucking sick, Zykova.
I know. I'm just absolutely fucking disgusting.
You I Russian heard. Spies. I don't trust any of you. What?
I said I'm fucking drunk from that beer. It's weird.
Really? You're not as drunk as Goofy, though, so.
No. But I don't ever drink beer. Very rare. Oh, man. That's too funny.
Hey, Kishu, you know, I want to say you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Kishu.
And I'm not saying that because I'm drunk. I'm saying that because I just wanted to tell you that because I hear people talk a lot, you know, I don't give a fuck what they say. To me, you're fucking hot.
Well, I appreciate it, Cooper Bones. Not too bad yourself.
Have you seen her with the blonde hair?
Or the orange hair?
Right.
She's got the orange hair now.
It's blonde
now. Out now.
It's fucking blonde. It's blonde. It's fucking blonde. It's not orange anymore.
She got that blonde hair, man.
Holy shit, I just came back to my computer. I have like 50 Skype messages.
Oh, somebody's a little Skype whore. A little Skype slut. A little Skype slut.
So.
They say, show us brown nipples.
Good times. Hmm. Shouts out to the chat room. We haven't cleared it out yet. We're down to 8 people. We only got 8 more people to get out of this chat room, and then the show will be a success. All right? So let's start, I don't know, what can we do to piss off? And, of course, half those 8 people are on the air right now, so really we only have like 4 people we have to get out of here, like either annoy or bore the shit out of. Let's see, who should we start with? Wild Goose? All right, Wild Goose. What can we? Wild Goose is going to be a tough one to annoy.
Wild Goose fucked up. He lost Jesus.
No, he let Jesus go. He released.
Yeah. Wild Goose should just go to hell because he lost Jesus.
He accepted Jesus into his life. He accepted Jesus into his life, and then he set Jesus free. And that should be a that should be a lesson to you all.
Exactly. Jelly butt? What the fuck, Vince?
What?
That was a nice. Just got a fucking message.
Yeah, nice. Say it again.
He said, "What's up, jelly butt?" It's such a dick.
Hey, Vince, what do you think would happen if we started a Steve Ogles crew and just blamed everything we did with trolling on him?
Bro, you know what? See, that's the joke's on you. Basically, we're all a part of the Steve Ogle crew. That's the whole joke. He's been trolling us all this whole time. He's getting all of us to fight against each other and like talk shit and troll each other on our shows and stuff. He's the puppet master, bro. He's controlling it all. It's so like in your face. It's so obvious, but yet it's not so obvious. You know what I mean? But when you step back and look at it, he's behind everything. He really is. He's the puppet master.
Damn.
So should I start making Steve Ogles t-shirts?
Yeah, put his face on it too.
Jesus Christ, Goofy. Everything we fucking talk about. Oh, fuck. Hey, Dick Bird, you're in Arizona? I should come up with some Arizona t-shirts.
No, I'm not going to make them. No, but for real, I'm making some shirts. The BWC and put staff in the back. I like that one. I'm going to do that shit. Send them all out.
I found out a trick for making an eye work for Dick and Dick Burns. Instead of using an eye, use an upside-down exclamation point.
Duh.
Upside-down exclamation point. Every time. And if you want to find an upside-down exclamation point, just copy and paste out of one of my episodes of Party Sexy Time.
Oh. I can't.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
All right, Goofy. While you're fucking choking on that cock, I'm going to play a little something. Not going to play Give Her a Bone. I'm fucking sick of that because that's all fucking Ghost plays. I'm going to play this one here. I'm going to
play
some
Kishu music. How about that?
How about we get to the Kishu music later?
How about we get to the Kishu music fucking right now?
No, how about you hang on a second? I got Goofy on here. He's ready to pass out, all right? I just thought I'd do him a favor and play one of the songs that maybe some other people don't listen to because they're, you know, it's a good song. It's called Drama, and that's what you're actually creating right now.
Actually, I like that song, to be honest.
You're causing a little bit of drama here, being all like a Nazi about trying to get your fucking music on. Like, you're a music Nazi is what you are. You're trying to bully me. You're trying to bully me right now. It's what you're feeling, Kishu.
You know what?
I don't appreciate that.
I always bully you.
Women are so fucked. They're just drama.
Chow time, gentlemen. Chow time.
Fuck you, pig.
Oh, bills on wheels for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time.
Drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
You've been
cost itty bitty surprise.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Trauma, it comes in all shapes and sizes. It either cuts itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Jump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Goofy Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened, everyone was down for their crime? You wanna take that easy life and drop that dime? In the streets of San Jose, that don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before, even my life's expendable. To the next man, you'll see the pressure light on cable. But are you able to sacrifice your life for the table? Underline that fact, if you're a coward, you're gonna get whacked. Pull up to his house while he's watering his lawn, then you attack.
That's
wrong.
Come right back to me, right back to me.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, 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 it's Vince of the Bay, 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 Bay. And I'm back with you. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. I'm doing a Twitter blast right now for the program. I'm including in this tweet, of course, my good friends Goofy Bone, Dick Burns, and Kishu Zakova. If you guys want to join us here on the panel, the number 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines now, and it looks like we have Wild Goose here now. What's up, Wild Goose?
What?
Nothing. What's up with you, dude?
Oh, nothing. Just chilling. I just took some Percocet. My kneecaps feel like unicorns. So, yeah. Feels good, man.
Sweet. Good times. So I missed the rest of Dev Daly's show, did it? What happened over there after I left?
You missed the greatest show of all time.
Oh, shit. I thought that was last night. I thought that was with Ogles last night. Did she topped it tonight?
No. She said she was going to show her rack, but that never happened. And the show farted out about 10 minutes from the end. So, yeah, we just talked some more about Steve Ogles and the BWC. So I think she should rename her show BWC Haters Club or something. Or just Ogles Club. I mean, whichever.
Or, yeah, something or other. Or Skype out. Co-starring the Skype Assholes, too. Make sure you get that in there.
Yeah. Is Skype Asshole?
And starring the One Angry Jew.
Yeah. They aren't really exclusive.
With special guest appearance by Wild Goose and Vincent the Bay. And Dick Burns, of course.
And Jesus Christ. Of course, he's gone now. To Missouri.
The Savior. Yeah.
And then he'll be back in October to end everything.
Hello, Vince.
Hey, what's up, Goof?
Oh, I sent you the new version of Drama. If you can, tell me if that's the right one, because I'm fucked up right now, so I don't know if I sent the right one, but it's the one that has the collect call on.
Was it the good one?
What?
Is it the good version of it?
Yeah.
Like the one that doesn't suck balls?
Balls to you!
Shouts to Balls Radio. Balls Radio.
Balls to me.
Balls
accepted.
To you.
This is stimulating. You're really doing a good job of boring me out of the chat room. So I hope you're succeeding on that front.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You know what, Wild Goose?
What?
You can my
What do you like, Lady Gag Gag? Yeah, you have sets of.
No, she was talking about licking your asshole while she was licking her own asshole, so it didn't come.
You know, I'm not really into anal. I don't like getting poo poo all over my wee wee.
You know you love it, baby. Love that anal.
What are you, French? Wee wee poo poo.
Oh, dude. No, I'm 12. I don't even.
Yeah.
I'm 12
years
old.
I didn't think so. All right. Anyway, hey, it's Vince in the Bay, everybody. I want to give a shout out to a good friend that I think is listening now. I'm talking about, let's just say NC. NC, shouts out to you if you're tuning in right now. If you want to call in, 347-826-7667. Private chat me, I can bring you on through Skype too if you're part retarded. But other than that, you just call in. It's 347-826-7667. If you want to Skype in, it's real easy. If you scroll up to the top of the screen there, you'll see there's a Skype button. It's really it doesn't really stand out, which is stupid. But if you scroll up to the top of the screen, you'll see a little S, the Skype S. If you click on that, that will connect you through Skype, and then once you get in there, it'll prompt you, and you press. Okay, shut, Goofy. If you're gonna burp and yawn and stuff, just mute yourself, okay? Thanks. Or else I'm gonna. You know what? In fact, I'm gonna mute him. He's drunk. He's passed out. And it's just Kishu and I right now, and Wild Goose, of course.
What happened to Burns?
Wild Goose.
Get on your dick.
Hey, Wild Goose, what's up with your show, man? Are you doing a show tonight, or did you do a show?
I did a show like two nights ago. I'm doing another one tomorrow. I took a little break.
Right on, man. Well, make sure you keep me in the loop. You're not on Twitter, are you?
No, I'm on Facebook. Honestly, Twitter just seems kind of redundant, you know, because I could do the status updates there, but, you know, I'm considering getting one. I get weird vibes anytime they find out I don't have a Twitter. But, yeah, I'm still on there, but I'm probably going on Freedomizer starting the 30th, so I mean, I'm going to be moving on to their station sometime soon anyway, so I might just cancel my account. I don't know. Have you ever gotten shit on your dick?
You know, if you're with a female that fucking has any respect, she would probably clean out her asshole before you guys had anal. So obviously you've had experiences with really nasty females.
Well, no, I mean, I'm talking about like, I mean, you could wipe, but I mean, there's always a chance.
Dude, it's a lot more than fucking wiping. Let's put it that way. It's a lot fucking more than just wiping.
What do you take a toothbrush in there, or I mean, how do you?
I'm not
going
to get into details on how I clean my asshole and clean shit out of my asshole.
Broke the grass boundary.
All right, hey, relax, kids. Settle down. Settle down. Come on, let's all get along. Let's just get along here. We got another call. Block number. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Dick Burns. I got disconnected.
All right, Dick's back. Okay, so
yeah,
Dick, you just pasted something in the chat there. What the hell is that?
It's the new Steve Ogles Crew T-shirt. It's in production.
You're always coming up with a new T-shirt, man. What's up?
Yeah,
with
that? I know. I'm like, keep going up in here, but I actually post designs.
Goofy, by the way, passed out, dropped off the line, gone. Down.
Did he really?
Down. Yeah.
I wish
totally
I was
gone.
There with him.
Aww.
This is an awesome. This is an awesome T-shirt. My brother died. Oh, wow. Is that an actual picture of him?
Yeah.
Does he have a Facebook?
He has a Twitter, and that's where he took it off of. I'll post it in the chat.
It's so stupid. Wow. Wonderful. I like the color. It really meshes well with the
back to pink.
It's kind of like a step up from hot pink, flaming faggot pink.
Yeah, it's a different shade.
It's a different shade of faggotry.
Wow. It's another level of faggotry, baby.
It's about to get wild up in here.
Oh, really? And how do you say that? And what makes you say that?
I'm going to start a tiny chat in a minute.
Oh, of course. How did I think that was going to happen? All right. Well, you know what? We're going to have another guest on in a second, and hopefully have more if you want to join us. 347-826-7667.
His Twitter is Russian Roll. Are you fucking serious? I want to meet this guy. I'd have fun.
Probably not. He'd just want to drink his ass off the whole time.
Yeah, but that's the best part. Like, I get him drunk and then just leave him somewhere.
You'd never give him a ride back to his fucking trailer.
I say we're going to Disneyland to get drunk. And then leave him at the police station.
What the fuck? I bought a new fucking pair of pants today, and I can't fucking find them.
Tell the police station that he has HIV. He's HIV positive. That's why he's so skinny, and he's trying to spit on people.
All right, see, this is that wild dick show I'm telling you about that I was joking about in the chat room at Debbie's show. All right, Kishu is going on mute. She is fapping on her phone, or her phone fell into her fucking butt crack. I don't know. It's making a lot of noise. But shouts to everybody I guess the tiny chat's already open. I think Nadia's already over in there. And Kishu's probably going to be in there in a second. Shouts out to Dead End EAW. I'm not familiar with your work, but I appreciate you tuning in. Dick Burns, Goofy Bone, Kishu, Milftastic. Good to see you, Milftastic. Oh, boy, the One Angry Jew in the building. Red Medicine and Wild Goose. Good times, kids. Well, we're going into hour number two here. And Nadia is naked in the chat room, is what I hear. So I'm going to get over at Hightail over there right now, if you know what I'm saying. Let's check this out. Goofy's sending me a new drama track. I don't know. I like the old drama track. Can I just stick with the old drama track? Do I really need another one? All right. I'm going over to VITBC. Krusty's in there. That's encouraging, I guess.
So is it true that Steve Ogle's brother got shot by friendly fire?
Oh, she looks so wonderful. She looks lovely tonight.
He died 30 years later.
Yeah, he said it was a war death, but basically he fucking got dishonorably discharged from the military, and then he just drank his ass off for 10 years and then died of something not even relevant to the war.
And then, of course, you know, he got all the... Oh, no, he got dishonorably... You have to do a lot of bad shit to get dishonorably discharged.
Maybe
that's worse than a felony. Yeah. Like, that means he probably did time. Fucking Leavenworth.
It's a hard time, that fucking pedo.
He's probably a guest star on To Catch a Predator.
Russian World. Wait, what's this? Russian World Roll? Is that really his Twitter? Are you shitting me?
Yes.
Oh, no. Fucking. Oh, I'm following him for sure. He's got
four
followers. I just increased his followers by 25%.
He has like what, five?
He's got four now. I represent that was 30. I guess that's 33%. I represented whatever. I just fucking...
Let's do some Twitter math here. Let's figure it out. Come on.
Okay,
simple.
So this is his first tweet ever, Steve Ogle.
Rush.
At 1:10 a.m. on October 19th, 2010, via the web from Sunview Estates, Phoenix. Holy shit, talk about doxing yourself. Rush, one of the best bands of all time. Steve Ogle.
Can't even spell one because he's so drunk. Spelt it on of the best bands of all time.
You're right.
He's
right. I didn't even notice that. You're
he's
so
drunk
wrong.
Because on Twitter.
That is so classic. That is so. That's how you know it's Ogle. And you know, and also, he doesn't. He switched where you're supposed to, where the period and the comma. He switched them in the sentence. And capitalized time the uppercase the first the T in time, but yeah, dude, this is how you know it's vintage Ogle for sure, the typos and all. Oh God, is this a troll account? Is this? I've been a professional photographer for the past 24 years.
Look at the photos. If they're real, then I mean. If they're not just pictures of dicks, then it's got to be... No, he has a picture of fucking ducks on Picasa. I doubt they went that in-depth. Oh, that means he has a Picasa.
Wait, he
account.
Did this video? This Donnie Iris video I'm watching here on YouTube that it links to? Is that... Are you telling
me... No. He links to his own photography. He has an account on Picasa, which is like a...
Oh, I'm just looking at the link he put up on YouTube or on his Twitter. I'm sorry, what?
It's like he has a Picasa account. It's like a photography website.
Yeah.
But he just takes pictures of ducks and shit. But no, this looks legit.
He has an account on Model Mayhem too to promote his stale ass photography.
Was he take photos of models he pulls off the street, like crack whores and stuff?
Probably preteen models. He's fucking he posted CP in the chat earlier in Debbie's show.
Steve. What was his name?
That's kind of his shtick, I think.
Yeah.
Steve, the S-A-G. Steve Ogles crew. Steve Ogles crew. I love how it's pluralized, too. Steve Ogles crew.
He's like, Steve Ogles crew. We're like 4chan, but only we have all CP.
And all members are required to have feathered haircuts.
If I had, like, a ridiculous amount of money to spend, like, it would be awesome to just, like, find out where he lived and show up to his house with these T-shirts and have, like, 24 people show up at his door of his trailer.
Somebody should befriend him so we can get his address and be like, yeah, let me hang out. I'll pick you up at your house. And then we put it everywhere on the internet.
Yeah, that's what 4chan does, man. This is a job for Anon. They need to get on this quick.
I gotta get some B-tards to find out his fucking addy. God damn it.
Not your personal army.
Well, maybe we could go on 4chan and fucking be like, pump my website, pump my business. And they'll be like, just fucking Steve Ogles, stop, we're not your personal army. And then they'll fucking troll him.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. Yeah, we could pose as him on there and just act like we're advertising. Or, you know, it would be even more awesome is if we took all the clips where he's crying on Debbie's show last night and then put them in a YouTube video and then, like, link to the YouTube video so we could pose as him but then come back with those videos.
Well, I was thinking about doing that, but there's so much footage of him being a bitch. Like, it's so hard to go through.
I know. Which one is the bitchiest moment, though? I have to wonder.
That's the problem, yeah. He's always been a little poontang.
He's like 44 or something, too. Like, I swore this guy was, you know, maybe 25 at best. He sounds like a fucking 12-year-old. He's such a bitch.
Yeah, he is. And if you look on his fridge, he's got, like, different pizza company coupons on his fucking fridge. He probably orders out all the time.
I wonder if one of those refrigerator magnets, I wonder if one of them is for Ole Reuter's Pizza Joint. Anyway,
I wonder if he made a pass at Ole Reuter.
Oh boy, I think Ole Reuter probably got it on tape too. Let's take a call here. We got our good friend, the One Angry Jew, with us now. What's up, Jew? What'd it do?
I'm not feeling the black appliances, not even a little bit. What's with that?
I'm sorry,
black and
appliances?
Brown? I'm looking at this kitchen. Black and brown, black refrigerator, black stove. What the hell is that?
Hey,
well,
One Angry
I know what the thing
go
is.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
His house was delivered on 2 trucks, so it came that way. He didn't even have any say in it.
That's horrible. I wouldn't put black together with that color wood. Man, oh man. And now they've seen his picture, the whole allure is gone. Doesn't look like the guy in the video with the drums, does it? Didn't he have black hair?
Well, at this point, it was 11 a.m. when he took the photo. He was drunk in that YouTube video. He starts drinking at noon, so this was before he started drinking.
Shame. Mm-mm-mm. It's a nice big kitchen, though.
He got his fucking refrigerator, the black one, at Goodwill.
Well, do you think he knows how a refrigerator runs?
Probably not. But he's probably huffed a Freon is there Freon in refrigerators?
I'm sure Snake and the Skype assholes will tell him how to figure it out.
They're white knighting.
Yeah, what's that about?
Okay, you know what, Jew? Why don't you go ahead and finish scraping off your plate there? You know, put the leftovers in the recycle bin or whatever the hell you're doing, or feed it to your dog or your kid or whatever the hell you do with your leftovers. and you know, clean up and come back and chit-chat with us. And also, speaking of chit-chat, there is a beautiful young lady in the tiny chat. My God. She goes by the name I Hate Fire Shit, which is spelled I-H with the number, of course, the numeral 8, and then Fire Shit. So looks like one of Fire Shit's haters is in the chat room right now. She's really cute hater, though. Like, if I was, if I were to have my own personal hater, like, I'd be stoked to have this young lady hating on me. I'll tell you that right now. Anywho, that's tinychat.com/VITBC, I believe. And I think Kishu is getting dolled up to jump in there later. And then, you know, we'll do the after party over there, I guess, until something else happens. I want to certainly say thank you for everybody to tune it, for tuning in. I'm always really lagging behind the chat room. Like, I always figure, like, nobody has anything to say, or there's not enough people to really have a conversation in the chat room. But I really appreciate all the links that people are putting in there, like Dick Burns with the Steve Ogles Crew t-shirt. That was pretty epic, for sure. I like that a lot. Yeah. Shouts to Red Medicine. Hey, Red Medicine, where the fuck is Alcoholic? Or is Alcoholics like Deb Daly Crew? The Deb Daly Crew is right now, Troll Crew is Alcoholic, Red Medicine, and John Brand. That's the Deb Daly trifecta right there. Those three kids. Just shadowing Deb Daly on the daily. All right, Jew, are you cleaned up and ready to go here? What's up, bro? Jew? Hello? Jew.
I have my own mute button, thank you.
Oh, good. Very, very well then. What's on your mind tonight, dude? What's the latest?
I have nothing on my mind.
Is there
latest
anything?
With what?
I don't know, with you. You're always conniving enough to some...
I need to find some lonely college student to go in the library at Cornell and find me a name.
I know who that is.
That shouldn't be too hard, I don't think.
You know what, Jew?
I think you should do. I think you should take your boy there on a little road trip. Why don't you
Cornell?
Guys just go yourself? Yeah, go out to Cornell. I've been to Cornell actually. I actually worked in Cornell on the campus at Cornell for one
Where
day.
Where is Cornell? I know it's in New York. Where is
it's
it?
It's in upstate New York. It's in Ithaca, and it's a beautiful college town. It's a beautiful college town, and was I wrong, Goose? Is it not Ithaca?
No, I'm just looking at this picture, and I'm looking at his Twitter account. I found out who he follows. He follows these two preteen girls on Twitter. And then Burns posted this picture. It says, Steve Ogle, send me child porn.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I just saw it. That's classic.
No, but he does follow these two underage girls on Twitter.
You know, he looks like a Rush fan.
How do you know they're underage?
He fits the profile of a Rush fan. Like, he doesn't even have to put Steve Rush in his name. He just has to have to say Steve. Like, he looks like a Rush fan.
Now, how does he know they're underage? The glitter love 11. She don't look underage to me.
Oh my
glitter
god!
Glitter love 11. She's 11
Steve
years
Ogle,
old.
Is Steve Ogle 2011 still in the chat?
Or
2112? Oh man, so classic. Such a classless show I have. It's just
it's not even a show.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's just a fucking. It's what I was trying so hard to resist it being. It's basically like another fucking Skype assholes.
Yeah, you degenerated. Okay. Yeah, well,
yeah,
but you don't have that beeping. You don't have the beeping, and you don't have
exactly.
Snake.
Minus the beeping. Yeah,
you don't have Snake with the, well, Debbie, you know, the one eye. All right, the one
I just can't deal with those guys anymore. I'm sorry, I just can't take.
Because they
I don't
say
how,
the same fucking thing every time.
Yeah, I don't know how you people. I don't know why you people encourage them. Seriously, why?
I don't encourage them. She gives them too much time.
It's not fucking entertaining at all.
Seriously, don't give them, pay them any attention. As far as I'm concerned, just pretend they don't exist.
Well, I think they're going to be entertaining shortly. But.
No, I know you, Jew. You'll poke and prod them forever. But whatever.
Well, and why not? Listen, there's lots of them in
I don't
there.
Know. I have better things to do. Like,
and I haven't taken on
fire shit.
I haven't taken on Ura or any of these other idiots that are in there. And now Steve Rush's Ogles is in there doing whatever he's doing. And where's Moxie, who's been very silent lately? Why is that?
You trolled her off the internet.
Apparently, she seems to be cleaning up after herself. Is that right?
You won. I don't know, man. She's been MIA. She's been pretty...
MIA. She's been busy, little busy girl, huh?
Busy bee.
Now, listen, it'll take $50, and some college student will go... we'll go look in a couple years of yearbook. She can't be hard to find. She's got two majors. That'll be easy to figure out.
Well, she told me Cornell, but she also told me other Ivy League schools like Stanford and all these Princeton and all these other ones. So you never know. It might not be that.
I don't know. I tend to give a little bit of credibility that she was comfortable, she was eating, having a nice lunch, and I don't think she thought in 2003 that, you know, some asshole was going to be looking it up in 2011, right?
Yeah.
That's just my thoughts on the issue. We'll see. Could be wrong. What was her thing? Biochemistry and what? Marketing?
I'm not sure. You know me. I'm a dummy. I don't care about school.
Yeah, well, this is not integral to the punishment. The punishment's coming. It's not integral to the punishment. It's icing on the cake is all it is.
It's still coming?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you thought that what was going on now was it?
I thought Granny Hands was the punishment.
No, I haven't done anything yet. Apparently she's done plenty, though. She's been reacting to all this attention. I don't know why.
I look forward to seeing it one day and just being like, holy shit, that's next level.
Oh, it's several levels up, trust me. She's going to be on a big jaunt to go and clean herself up, but she's not going to clean up that well.
Well, I look forward to seeing what the Jew can do.
Well, listen, Moxie, why don't you ask Moxie? Moxie knows where she's vulnerable. She knows exactly where she's vulnerable.
We haven't found it.
Who hasn't found it?
Us PWC, man.
Oh, well, why don't you ask her? She can tell you. She knows exactly where. She knows what's coming.
All right, degenerating is right, Jew. Let's take a little break here. The conference call can continue later, but we're trying to do a radio show here. We still do have, believe it or not, we have not scared off everybody. I understand that most of the people in the chat are on the phone line here. That's fine. If somebody else wants to get in on it here too, feel free to do so. Let's lighten up the mood. Let's get into something different, if you don't mind. How about the fact that I'm over here in Tiny Chat getting ready to fap hard to I Hate Fire Shit. This chick is fucking hot as fuck, and she's into the KKK because, I don't know, that's what she just typed in the chat. If but whatever, I guess she's I guess she's racist, but she's hot, and she's kind of showing some cleavage too. So I'm kind of aroused right now, frankly, and I'm going to get into some more random ironic hits from the 80s, 90s, and more. If you want to send in your requests, it's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. That's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/vinceinthebay, and subscribe to me on YouTube. It's youtube.com/vinceinthebay. No, it's not Le Bay. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm Vincent Le Bay. And I want to get into it. Oh, yeah, let's get back into some music here, shall we? How about a little... wait, did I already play this? Wait a second. Am I this stoned? Hey, Wild Goose, did I already play Hall... Did I play Hall & Oates yet?
Man, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, so I don't think I have. I don't think I have. Hey, Kishu, are you there still, or are you getting all dolled up still? Fucking chicks, like, what?
Play some Kishu music, please. Please, no. Please. Play Jumping in the Fog. How about that? Okay.
Well, I don't even know.
Well, Arctic Monkeys. Play the Arctic Monkeys. Do something. Okay, bye.
No, I was going to... No, I... Whatever, dude. No, I don't... Fuck her and her shit. I'm not going to play her stuff. I can play whatever I want. I was going to... You know what? I answered my own question. I just realized I was previewing it before the show opened. And that's how I couldn't remember if I played it on the show or if I played it before the show, but I'm just going to shut up and take a break here. Call me 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. And, I'm also over here in the Tiny Chat, ladies. Check me out here on Tiny Chat. It's tinychat.com/VITBSD. That's as in Vince in my, you know, Vince in the butt, correctly. Yes. Whatever. Fireship's looking fucking hot. I love this little hint of booby there with her little cleavage showing. Oh yeah, I see you, girl. Well, actually, you know what? I'm over here in Tiny Chat right now, and I'll tell you what, I can go for that. Shouts out to I Hate Fire Shit and Dick Burns, Granny Hands, Krusty, everybody in the chit chat room, Kishu, Milftastic, One Angry Jew, Red Medicine, Wild Goose. We're holding it down for another 20 or half an hour. I can't do math. Too many goddamn windows open. All right, so on the Switchboard Arena tonight, we have Kishu, Wild Goose, Dick Burns, the One Angry Jew, and we also have a caller tuning in from the 510. If you want to jump in here, 510, just press the number 1, and that will alert me to bring you on. If not, just kick back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Or pop in. Hey, 510, you're on the air. What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Justin from Union City.
Justin in Union City. What's going on, bro?
Not much. I just talking to my friend Nadia. She told me to check out the show, and she said you were checking out her pictures, and she said it's kind of turning her on a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, she's kind of turning me on a little bit. So tell her I said the feeling's mutual.
Oh, she's looking
right now.
Yeah, and
tell her back the fuck off because that's my man, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Kishu, is that you? Are you here? I didn't even know you were here. I thought you were off fapping or something. Anyway, caller, are you still there?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, so is that it? Or you just? I'm sorry, what's your name again? Do you mind telling me again? I'm bad with names.
Justin.
Justin. Justin or Dustin?
Justin with a J.
With a J, right on, man. You like smoking J's?
Nah, I'm not really into that.
So you're in the Bay, man, right on. You know what? I do this internet show, and, you know, I bill myself as Vince in the Bay, and I have to... you know, go out of my way to get people from the Bay to call in, and it's really a treat to have you here tuning in. So are you originally from the Bay, or what's up?
Yeah, I was born in Hayward, and I've pretty much lived here in the East Bay my whole life.
Sweet.
Yeah, so you a Giants fan then?
No, I'm actually an A's fan.
So what do you think about the last series that just happened?
I don't really want to think about it. I'm looking forward, baby.
That's all right. Can't win.
Yeah, you know, I don't really pay attention to baseball until the playoffs. Same with basketball. The season's just too goddamn long. Forget it. I love going to games, though. I think I'm going to try to get to the game tomorrow, actually, the Giants game tomorrow. I have to go to at least one game at that stadium every year. It's such
a
beautiful park.
Well, there's only a few tickets left, so you better hurry up on that.
No, I have a friend who's got, like, season tickets, so it's all good.
Oh, that's awesome. So jealous.
Hey, Justin. Like, baby buns. Are you sexy? Do you have a big cock?
What was that?
She wants to know the size of your genitalia.
Do you have a cock?
Do you mind revealing the size of your genitalia on air?
I guess it's rolling. It's 6.5.
Dude, that's what I'm... Dude, we have, like, the exact same size cock, bro.
Really? Do you shave it?
Yeah, I'm 6.5, too. I shave it, too, to give it, like, that to look make it look 7. Yeah.
Are you under 35 years old?
Oh, high five, because we both shave.
Okay, well, shaving's good, definitely. But are you under 35 years old and under 200 pounds?
I do it because of the crabs. I'm required to. It's like it's sort of a health precaution.
No, to answer a question, yes, I am under 35. I am 160 pounds. So I don't want to reveal my age.
Good. She will crush you. She will crush you like a fucking tin can, bro.
Well, that's kind of scary.
This is true.
I don't know if I should be intrigued or scared.
No doubt. A new factor of 10.
you know, I'm going to be in San Francisco for a week, and since Vince in the Bay is cheating on me now, I figure, you know, I should find another boy in San Francisco. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, while I'm hanging out with Nadia, maybe you can hang out with Kishu.
That works just fine, yes.
All right, cool. we'll arrange it then. It's settled. Let's bring back on Wild Goose and Dick Burns. You guys are back on. We are now Jew-free, everybody. Just a heads up, the rest of the program will pretty much be... okay, Dick Burns is going back on hold because we're getting the feedback. And Wild Goose, you have an extraordinary amount of feedback yourself. So you know what? Fuck both you guys. You're both back on mute. Where was I? Nadia, your friend Nadia is a really sweet girl. In all honesty, seriously, all joke kidding aside, she's a sweet girl. I met her through friends of Kishu, and she's been hanging out in Tiny Chat the last couple nights. She's a really cute girl. She's great. And any friend who's a friend of Nadia's is a friend of mine, bro.
Yeah, she's awesome. She actually told me to call because she just wanted me to. I said, I'm bored. She's like, well, call this number. I was like, what the fuck is it?
Oh, nice. Yeah, dude, you should call. If you're ever bored, come on my show, dude. It's basically a hangout chit-chat show. It's disguised as a blog talk radio show, but I try to have like legitimate guests and stuff, and from time to time I'll get real guests and try to do a legit show. But it's basically just late night hangout hour, you know. It's just this blog talk radio. I've always approached it as more or less just another dimension to social networking. It's another social networking platform, and it's great. And if you ever bored, you could host your own show, dude. You can do it for free. It sucks now. It used to be you could do a 3-hour show for free. Now they make you pay to do a 3-hour show. But if you want to do if you just sign up for a BTR account for free, you can do a half hour show, and you can, you know, go to other people's shows and you can chat and shit and all that stuff. It's fun, man. And it's, like I said, it's just, and a lot of people, you know, use it obviously to exercise their prank calling, proclivities, but. You know, it's a fun thing, and you know, there's people out there that are hobbyists or former broadcasters or whatever, weekend warriors, whatever you want to call them, moonlighters, a lot of people, hobbyists, whatever the fuck you want to call them. But you know, it's essentially like a live podcast is what it is. You have a caller, you have call-in number, you have a switchboard, you know, you have a chat room. It's fun. I when I found it, because I used to do college radio and stuff. And I used to have a lot of fun on college radio, and then I kind of drifted away from that and got into filmmaking, went to film school, and got really preoccupied with all of that. And then, I don't know, a couple years ago, I was just tooling around on Twitter, and somebody, you know, sent me a link to their Blog Talk Radio show, and I was like, what the hell is this Blog Talk Radio crap? And I've been hooked ever since. It's like fucking heroin, bro.
Well, that's an interesting analogy. But yeah,
it's great though. I get to meet interesting people such as yourself and Nadia and Kishu and Wild Goose and Big Burns and all the assholes in the chat room. Like, the same people I just said, but in the chat room.
There you go. So is it only on Tuesday nights or what?
No, I'm on every night. I'm on every single fucking night because I have no life either, and I'm always bored. And if you know, unless I have something better to do, which I usually don't. But pretty much every night, usually at 11 p.m. Pacific. 11
awesome.
To 1, 2 hours.
Well, I can stop playing L.A. Noir and call in sometime.
Yeah, totally, man. Or just have it on in the background or whatever. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes we get interesting characters, you know, that come out of the woodwork. And sometimes it's slow and chill. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's awesome, though, either way.
All right. Let's bring back on Wild Goose. Wild Goose, you did something about your... Oh, no, you didn't. You muted yourself. That's what it is. You know what I'm getting from you, Wild Goose, is a serious hum. I don't know.
I have my laptop really close, and unfortunately the fan sounds like a freaking jet engine, but should be better now.
That's That's better, yeah. You know what it sounds like to me? It just sounds like you never, like, plug a guitar into an amplifier.
Yeah, it's like you're getting some noise from the actual, the hardware. Yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, it sounds like that. It's kind of a trip, but whatever. It's kind of gone now. So yeah, I wanted to bring you back on. You've been gone for a while. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Just chilling out, man. Like I said, I took those pills earlier, so I'm probably going to be knocked out pretty soon.
Again, but, the noise is back. The noise is back. I hear it again.
God damn it.
Yeah, that's really bad. I feel like you're going to blow up fucking like your amplifier or something. Jesus. I feel like you're gonna like bust into a guitar solo or something. I don't know. I feel like we're on the verge of something like very, very amplified, extremely loud. I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna get bad, man. It's gonna blow up your show.
I think I want to put my headphones down or something. But I'm not.
Are your ears bleeding yet?
20 minutes left. I'm gonna soldier through this show. I'm going to try Dick Burns, see if he got rid of his feedback issue. What's up, Dick?
I didn't have any feedback issues. That goddamn goose.
Okay, I have no idea what you said, but you're back, Dick, and you're not echoing, so that's good. So what's going down, bro? What can we expect on the horizon from Dick Burns in your bloggity blog?
I'm going to post a lot of more shocking shit, to be honest. I mean, I have a lot of innocent people on my Twitter that I'm going to just fucking expose to all the bullshit that I like looking at, and I'm going to force it down their throats, and they're going to be like, "You're such a fuckbag, Dick Burns, god damn it!" And then, today I posted a list of all kinds of shock sites. Hopefully some of them got curious. And I also did a blog post today about a man who tried to run from the cops, and he jumped down, and his head fucking got ripped off and stuck on a freaking goddamn fence. And there's pictures of that, so that's when.
Dude, I seen those pictures a long time ago.
Yeah, it's old school, dude. But I gave this story, and I just wanted to.
Capitalize. See, that's that's what Dick does. Is some of the stuff is redundant. Some of it you've seen before, but he catalogs it and sort of repackages it for you in a way that if you've never seen any of this stuff, it's a great introduction. And maybe if you have seen some of the stuff, but maybe not all of it, and it's all cataloged together in one nice, succinct blog. And a lot of times it's in the reveal too. He'll start off with pictures at the top that are kind of like tame, and you're just like, oh, this is kind of cool. Oh, this chick is pretty rad. Oh, she's kind of neat. Wow, she's got some nice tits. Oh, shit. Oh, my God, what's that? What the fuck? I didn't think that was physically possible. Oh, wait, holy shit. What animal is that? Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Till the website, augurish.com, went down, I mean, I was there about 10 years ago, and there till it closed, and I don't really go to the real Augurish. They actually banned me for making a joke about one of the gore photos, but I don't know. They were, like, really hypocritical on the news site. They were just like, I was, like, made a joke and put LOL about the body or some shit like that, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're real fucking funny, and banned me. I don't know.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, you're going to post fucking foul gore and shit like that, but then it's like, you can't take a fucking joke. Come on, man. You're going to fucking get some sickos in here. I'm that fucking sicko. You got to fucking tolerate it if you want some fucking money, faggot. But, yeah, I don't know. So I just want to, like, I mean, if you go up to the right of my site, you can see, like, you know, three guys, one hammer and shit, and, like, some other videos that are... Yeah, I mean, it's like, I just put, like, you know, that video, the diver over, the Arab diver that dives and smashes his face and splits his fucking entire face open like a goddamn, like it's a fucking watermelon at a Gallagher show. Like, fucking, I mean, I post that, one man, one screwdriver, one man, one jar, I mean, you know, if you've been on the internet, you've seen it. But if you haven't,
I want to make it easy for you. And I want to come up to one of the top searches so you can fucking see it and stream it for free and not have to go through bullshit of other sites and, like, surf and, you know, it, a lot of the time when I was, like, trying to see videos or show someone, I'd Google it and then, you know, I'd have to go through, like, 5-6 sites to get to it. And it's just like, or you have to sign up for a forum sometimes. I mean, I don't know how it is nowadays, but I want to make it easy for people. And, I'm hopefully going to have a lot of shocking content, and hopefully it'll be easy to see. It's kind of an odd blog. I just post random shit, but a lot of gore, a lot of fucked up shit. A lot of the times I'm trolling, and I fucking post my troll capades. Fucking, it's just weird. It's random. It is what it is.
Have you ever seen the video where the guys cut off their own cock and balls?
Like, yeah. Like those, the Pain Olympics, that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, they have a Pain Olympics 1 and a Pain Olympics 2. There's a link for Pain Olympics 1 and the list of shock sites there. But that reminds me to get part 2 up on my pages, because that is pretty fucking win.
That's a win?
Oh, Christ.
That's more like the worst thing that can ever happen to somebody.
No, I like seeing it. I mean, it's not like I would do it. I'm not making my own fucking Pain Olympics out of my fucking house, but yeah, definitely it's win to see some fucking retards cut off their dicks.
That guy's hella tough, though. I mean, he just chopped off his dick and, like, squeezed his ball juice out. That's pretty manly.
That's pretty,
that's
brutal.
Fucking win.
Fucking brutal, man.
No,
winning.
I don't know. I'm gonna post some more. I think I'm gonna, I don't know, like, my mind changes so frequently. It's like you just got to fucking ride the fucking mental craziness of Dick Burns as to how I want to take the site. And it's like, I just, like, before I was like, I'm going to post amateur porn all the time and put subtitles and bubbles coming out of their mouth talking weird shit. And I'm still going to do that, but I kind of want to post, like, more shock content, to be honest. But I don't know. Maybe I'll mix them both and sprinkle some trolling on top with a hint of fucking goddamn, I don't know, fuck, goddamn nigger dicks.
Wow.
Yes. No, that's full of wind. And the weird thing is about these websites, you know, it started out for me, like, I went on E-Bombs World, you see some fucked up shit on there, but then I progressed to, you know, Rotten.com, Ugrish.com.
Yeah.
And then 4chan came along, and then, of course, you know, that's where you go off the deep end. It's like a gateway drug. And then,
well,
like, all the stuff I saw on Rotten was just nothing compared to what I've seen by now. You know, I just have no, I can't get shocked by any of that stuff anymore. So it's yeah, desensitized.
Yeah, man, I was on Rotten years ago, and I saw a picture of the guy that, like, he shot himself with a shotgun, and he, like, survived, but his face was
gone.
Yeah.
He has, like, that alien-looking face where it's all, like, red and gored out, and he has an eyeball coming out the other end. Yeah, I think what got me started, like, looking at that kind of shit was TubGirl.com. And I remember the day, like, I went and saw that, and I was in this AOL chat room. Yeah, I had AOL. And some dude posted TubGirl.com. I was like, okay, TubGirl.com, what's up? And then there was a picture of this girl, like, shitting out her guts all over her own face.
See, and, like, a lot of the time when I see fucked up shit, like, on 4chan, or if I see it anywhere, to be honest, I don't go to 4chan too much, but if I do see fucked up shit anywhere and I can dox the person that did the fucked up shit, I will, and I'll send it to all their family, and I'll post it all.
Dick, you're echoing again.
I think
you're echoing, you fucking twat.
Ouch.
Nicker.
Negro.
Tiny chat. I'm in tiny chat, by the way, now.
Oh,
is it
yeah.
Up? Is it working?
We've been here the whole time, you loser.
Oh, well.
We all just got through fapping to I Hate Fire Shit, who was a.k.a. Nadia, who was in there.
True.
Exposing her boobies to us all. We pleasured ourselves to her several times over, and we're actually kind of sexed out at this point. So anyway,
yeah, you look pretty bored. What do you think of my sweet new sunglasses? I can get them on my head. Yeah.
I can see you guys now.
What's
up? Shouts out to Steve Ogle in the chat room. The picture of Steve Ogle. But, yeah. I love that picture, man. I love that picture. So good.
Send me child porn. Oh, the t-shirt is fucking classic, bro. That's great. Good work.
That Ogle, man. He's such a faggot.
One for the team.
Get over,
score
man.
One Team Ogle.
Team Ogle for the fucking win, baby.
Flaming bag pink. That's the color of the shirt. And that beautiful text.
I didn't know whether I wanted to do it fucking flaming faggot pink or fudge pecker brown. I just went with that, though.
You need to have silhouettes of these like flat chested preteen girls. Like Photoshop some preteen girls in with him, and him just like having his arm around them.
I wanted to put a strap on dildo on him.
No, dude, put one on his head.
a little fucking penis hat.
Pedo rhinoceros, pedo rhino. Oh,
you pedo rhino, Steve Ogles. I'll fuck you right and I'll take some pictures.
I've been a child pornographer for 24 years.
I've been a fucking pedo since I was 18.
I love how Vince is just sitting back in his chair, just chilling, listening to everybody talk.
I'm trying to pick out a song to play. I want to pick a song for me. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to pick.
Oh, God, you haven't played any of my fucking
songs. Just hear me out here. I'm going to play one song for me, and then I'm going to come back. We're going to say goodbye, and then I'll play your gay-ass song, and we'll go away. All right? That'll be the last song we play is Kishu's gay song of the night, right?
Fine.
But I can't figure out what I want to play. So you guys keep
Why don't you play Crying Lightning? You love that song.
No, I don't love that song.
Not
I just
gay.
Said that it came on. No, I like all those Arctic Monkeys songs, but no, I want to play something that I haven't heard. I have you don't understand. I have like literally like 1,000 MP3s that are uploaded on here, and I know there's something on here that I haven't played in forever. I'm trying to just figure it out. So I want
to
play that.
Balls to you, Vince. Balls to you.
Oh, I'll give my balls to you.
Who is Krusty in the tiny chat? Do we know who that is?
I have a hunch.
Hey, Vince, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
I just don't
want to
show titties to anybody I don't know.
I want to read you a review that I have here.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
So there's a review that I found on this site called WeddingChannel.com that wrote a review about Ogle Studios, hence Steve Ogle's photography business. And they said this back in, it was a wedding back in 2009, and it says, I hired Ogle Studios for my wedding, and I feel so played and ashamed to even post this. He did show up to my wedding, and I thought I was blessed to have gotten such a great photographer. But when we got the pictures, they were only okay, nothing special. But what was worse is that I paid over $1,000 for my wedding album, and when it came time to receive it, he would never return my calls. When I showed up at his place, his neighbors told me that he just came one day, packed his things, and left. I later was told that he filed for bankruptcy. Nevertheless, I received my wedding album. I never received my wedding album, nor my money. And I came across other brides too where he took their money and didn't even show up to their wedding. Sad to know people can be so evil.
Holy shit.
Wow, that's fucked up, dude.
Well, now we have
the
some truth.
Comes out about evil.
I should pull a Dick Burns and just be like, and Dennis Shesh, and he came to my house and he showed up reeking of booze, and he had a girl in his car that had no shirt on, and she was 13.
And her name was Kishu.
Kishu had no bar. No. He wrote Steve. He went to the car and pulled out his dick and came Steve on her chest. He spelled it out.
All right. Perfect.
Right.
Perfect. On that note, I'm going to take a quick break here. This goes out to Steve Ogle. This is the Dead Kennedys, Too Drunk to Fuck. I'll be right back.
Went to a party. I like the sword. I love the gun. Shooting after spies, and I love the world of fun. But in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I do the run to fuck. I do the run to fuck. You return. But it's all I need right now. Too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck.
Steve Ogle, are you going to be okay, bro? I think that was Steve back there. What's that?
Sorry, I was getting naked in Tiny Chat.
Well, sorry, I was just... Sorry, that was me throwing up on Tiny Chat. That was not Steve Ogle.
Such a dick, dude. When I come to San Francisco, I'm going to make you pay for everything, and I'm going to make you take me shoe shopping.
Oh... Steve Ogles is active right now. I think that's where he's hiding on the internet. He's on his Model Mayhem all the time because somebody posted on the 24th. Is that today? Or, I mean, technically it's the 25th now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so he got a comment back from some bimbo that said, thank you for your comment. You have beautiful work, blah, blah, blah. I love your CP, that shit. And, yeah, so he's active on there. I think I'm going to make an account and troll his fucking balls off.
Do it subtly. Do it subtly. Get as much info as you can.
Hey, Steve, man, tell me where you live, you fucking faggot.
No, pose as a chick and try to get his Facebook. Because I guarantee you he has some sort of pseudonym out there.
Post as an underage cam whore and just fucking be like, you want to take pics of my vagina? My mom consents.
My mom's going away for the weekend. You want to come over?
He's going to go over there and give her a power ogle session.
And then we'll call in Chris Hansen.
Have a seat right over there, Mr. fucking ogle.
Yeah, have a seat.
We should fucking take that picture and make a pedo bear costume out of his body. and fucking leave his head and put like his teddy bear head on the counter.
Wait, I gotta see these pictures. I gotta see his DeviantArt gallery.
All right, while you're doing that, while you're checking that out, look, Wild Goose, I'm gonna shut down the show here. We're getting close to winding things up.
Yeah. Party back to Tiny Trap.
Yeah, we're gonna. Oh yeah, the party's gonna roll on. The glory will roll on.
I got this sweet bra here. Check it out. Everybody can come look at my sweet new bra.
So pathetic. It's so blatantly just a cry for help.
You know what? You're just jealous because I'm fucking hot and
cry for help.
You're a fatty with a Google T-shirt.
So desperate. Oh, I got a fatty for you.
I love the attention, dude. I fucking love it.
I got a little fatty for you. I got your fatty right here. All right.
Wow.
You want to see the fatty?
Right now. Show me on camera.
It's actually going to show the dick.
What's that? I'm sorry. What'd you say, Dick? I didn't hear that. What?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, who was that? Wait. Oh, is that Justin?
Yes,
I'm sorry. Is that repulsing you or is that turning you on, Justin?
It's repulsing. I mean, I've seen a lot of dicks on camera before by accident, so I mean it's not going to save me. So go ahead and do it.
I don't see a dick.
You know what? Actually, now that you've said that, I don't know if I want to be just another dick on cam. You know, that's put it all into perspective. Actually, thanks a lot, Justin. I appreciate that, bro. Well, hey. We got to get out of here for the BTR broadcast. Dick Burns, you want to give any quick shout out in about 10 seconds before we get out of here?
Where people can find you? DickBurnX.com, baby. See that shit. Go to that shit. Stick my ass, too. Fuck it. I'm broke, nigger. I'm broke.
That's what's up. I'm broke, too. I'm Vincent the Bay. Check me out every night. This week it seems like it's going to be, for the rest of the week, 11 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Shouts out to everybody for tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceTheBay. Also, we're in Tiny Chat right now. Hang out if you're listening live. And if not, sayonara and hasta luego. And we're going to get out of here, and of course we're going to leave you with a gay tune from our gay friends who play that gay music that our fag hag, what's her name, Kishu, likes these guys. They're called the Arctic Monkeys. I like them too, because they rock for you, just like my cock is hard as a rock for you. Anyway, it is what it is. Peace out, Joe.
consisted of the strange, twisted and deranged. And I ate that little game you had called
crying lightning.
That's the end of the programo. Thanks, y'all. I'm gonna go fap real quick, and I'll be with you kids in the Chinese chat. I'm gonna go touch myself, and I'll be with you kids shortly. You're at BRB.